Hi there, Kenneth. Thank you for holding, sir. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details of our service to answer any questions you have, and then also to apply a reduced rate for your fairly young company here. Happy Friday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's rainy.
Okay, well, I welcome the opportunity to speak with you for sure, and Tara might have mentioned that we're looking to find one company to work with, and then once we find that company, we close out the category. Now, I'm sure that you not only use Google yourself, you're most likely familiar with that local map or that PAC result that pops up right near
Yes,
the top
ma'am.
of the page. I mean, that's where we all go when we don't know who to call as consumers. That's where we turn. You know, and that's the power of this listing, especially as a fairly young company. You know, people will not need to know the name of your business to see you as a top option right there on that first page where they can call you directly. And you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase, whether it's lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing, or any of the services that you provide and variations of those that people might type in. Your business will pop up. The calls come directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just going to be a fixed flat rate. And with a new business rate, it's kind of it's a promotional rate for a young company, but it is not an introductory rate. It will never go up on you. It's kind of more of an assistance program to make it more affordable for younger businesses. Although it is month to month and there's no long-term contract, you know our clients do stay with it long-term, so we try to make it affordable, especially for young companies. For this particular listing, you're actually looking at a pretty significant savings, a little over 50%. Off the normal cost of the service, save you exactly $200 a month and bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of just $199. That $199 would be the exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges. Of course, there's no lead fees. There's no third party involved. You're not paying for leads and chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. Again, like I said, people will simply call you directly. Now, Tara says there's not a website yet for your business. Is that correct?
No. I'm not yet. I am in the process of trying to get all the details worked out on that.
Okay. Well, if you're working on it, I mean, I don't know if you're paying someone already to build one for you, but if your website's going to be more than a week or two, I mean, we would want to have something in its place, and I would include a Google compliant, mobile optimized, and conversion driven landing page for you at no additional cost. As long as it's on that first page talking about your services, your service area, showcasing before and after photos, you can get those phone calls, and a lot of our clients do quite well with that landing page, sometimes called a microsite. It's just a one-page website, but as long as it's got the information that people need and they can see it when they're doing a quick search, that's usually enough for people. But, you know, if you ever do finish the website that you might be in the process of getting done, it would be a very easy switch for us to promote that website. And that's what any website needs to have. It needs to be promoted. Cross-reference and backlinked on the content that Google indexes when someone does a keyword search. So we'll be doing that content for you, everything from a fully optimized Facebook page for your business, a Yelp listing, super pages, Manta. Google looks at almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown. All of them are equally important to the search engines. All of them will, of course, be talking about your services and your service area. So we'll create that content, keep it optimized and updated, and that's what's going to have you outranking your competitors and popping up right there on that first page. Now, since it is a flat rate month to month, I'm sure that's something you would want for your business, right?
Correct.
I mean, Google it, right? It's what we say, and it's what we do, and it's where we go when we don't know who to call. I mean, you know, nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. No one uses the Yellow Pages.
Hey, Paul, what do I got to do if I wanted to do this?
So I would need a little bit, just a little bit of information. Tara says you're a little bit pressed for time. The bulk of this is going to be a follow-up call. One of our technicians will call you maybe later today when you've got more time. It's been about 25, 30 minutes with you. And I'm just kind of going over the hours of operation you want to be listed for, the forms of payment that you accept, any mission statement if you've got one, tagline, slogan, motto, etc., what's unique about your business, if you want to be branded as knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions. We'll take care of all of that in a follow-up call. I need about 5-6 more minutes of your time right now just to verify a couple of things for you. I'd be required to read a voice verification that gets recorded through the computer, outlines your service agreement so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're reducing that cost to the fixed flat rate of $199, and then I'll get you off the phone here pretty quick. Is it Turner Lawn Care? That's how you want the company to be branded online?
That's correct.
Okay. And is the phone number that we're speaking on the same one that you would want your customers to call and also the best number for us to reach you? And is it a smartphone, the 334-435-7241? You can receive text messages on that number?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the other thing I wanted to ask you, because I did see a physical address, Tara found a Angie Leads or Home Advisor profile attached here, listing 503 Pinecrest Drive. But correct me if I'm wrong, Kenneth, you're service-based. You go out to the customer. No one ever does come to you first. There's no physical address.
Correct.
Okay. Is that a home residence? The 503?
That's my residential and business address, yes.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay. Well, Google knows most service-based businesses are run from the home, and even if that were a shop or an office where you did your paperwork, since customers don't come to you, they're not going to list that address. You're just going to be listed city and state, no zip code, not that physical street address. Now, I never do want to assume, Kenneth, but is your last name Turner, like the business name?
It is.
Okay. And what is a good email address for you, Mr. Turner?
Turner Lawn Care.
Mm-hmm.
2022.
Okay.
At yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. Okay. Now, I do have the information that I need. Like I said, I am required, as we are a Google Premier partner, to read that voice verification. It is recorded. You can stop me, though, at any time if you have a question or if you want me to clarify the intent of my question. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to get that set up. Okay. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call is recorded for quality assurance. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want that to appear online? I have it simply as Turner Lawn Care. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Turner Lawn Care.
And then, Mr. Turner, can you please state your name and your official title within the business?
Kenneth Turner, owner.
Okay. And then, Kenneth, as the owner of Turner Lawn Care, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Turner, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign, and since our job is to make sure that people who need your services are able to contact you directly, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion. The phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Turner, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, it says in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie leads. There's no direct conflict there. The reason, though, that we ask is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. We certainly would not want you to pay someone else for services that we're already providing. And, of course, equally or even more important is that we'll make sure that all of your business information online stays accurate and consistent. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think may also create content for your business online, Mr. Turner, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that that information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, Kenneth, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll make sure, of course, that no physical address appears for your business online. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know.
Question for you.
Yeah, sure.
Now, you said that it's going to say Turner Lawn Care, correct?
Correct, if that's how you want it to appear.
Now, yeah, yes, but I also have a slogan that I use. Where does that come in at?
Okay, so we can put that slogan, like I said, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan. We'll put all of that content in all of the different directories that we'll create for you and on that website, too. What is the slogan that you want us to use for your company?
On my business cards, it says Turner Lawn Care, mm-hmm. Everyone needs TLC.
All right. I like it. Everyone needs TLC. So we'll put that prominently.
With TLC with capital letters.
Okay. Everyone needs TLC. I like it. And then, with... What I'm going to do here for you, because you are a young company, I know that I know also that the Angie leads. How's your experience with that? I mean, it's a lead based service. Is it working out for you?
Yeah, so far I've gotten 5 of them so far.
Yeah, I was going to say it's a well made service, and it complements our service quite nicely. With that, you get the leads. With us, you get the direct phone calls. What I can do, and it's not specifically for that service, but there's a promo code that I'm going to add here for you. If I can just find it. Oh, there it is. It's a promo code for someone who is currently spending some advertising dollars elsewhere, and it does allow me to reduce the cost of the setup fee. Now, there's normally a one-time setup fee to help us offset the cost of initially creating all of that content. That setup fee can be as high as $299, but in this case, I want to make it as affordable for you as I can. It's just going to be a one-time setup fee of $50. That's just, you know, drop in the bucket, but at least it's a little thing to help us kind of offset the cost of creating that content for you. So the entire first month with that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, you'd be looking at $249 today. Every single month that you decide to stay with us, though, it reduces down to that $199 as a fixed flat rate. So the next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, would be $249. It would recur with billing on the 15th of the month at the greatly reduced, reduced price of $199. That's a new business rate, but it will stay with you as long as you choose to stay with us. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls will come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, we will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That landing page is also included at no additional cost, which means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you as long as you want us to, as long as you're a client of ours, or until you decide that there's a website that you would want us to promote instead. And of course, that would be at no additional cost. It is offered month to month, completely at will. There is no long-term contract. That does, of course, mean that at any time, for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, you can stop the service altogether. You can also pause it if you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or even pause the service seasonally. Ken, if you can do so by simply contacting our client support team. Mr. Turner, all that we do ask to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Kenneth, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. And then that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover?
It's going to be on Visa.
Is it your name on that card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
Business name, Turner Lawn Care.
Okay, perfect. And then you said that was a Visa card, sir. I am actually ready for that number whenever you are.
4490.
Okay.
9000.
Yes, sir.
0137.
Okay.
8355.
And then the expiration month and year?
6/26.
And then the last three digits on the back of that card?
785.
So I've got 785/785 on the back in June or 06/2026 for the expiration. Mr. Turner, was that card itself 4490900? They're all mashed together right there. Let's see, 01378355.
That's correct.
They don't let us put in any spaces or dashes and all those zeros together. Is that billing at that home address, 503 Pinecrest Drive?
Yes.
36301. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number and the hours of operation on there, but if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
No, email will be fine.
Okay. You can, by the way, reach a live client support agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. The email address will be on there as well. And, of course, they will follow up with you within that following business day. You will get all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. Now, you'll also receive that link by direct text message, and you may even receive the text message before you receive the email, but when you receive one or the other, please let me know. I just wanted to walk you through a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call. Looks like the earliest available today would be 11 o'clock. We get a little bit booked up towards the afternoon, but there's a couple of spots between 11 and 3, and then there is a 5 o'clock. Did you want something?
There's a 5 o'clock.
The 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Okay, so we're going to have that scheduled from 5 until 6. It's a one-hour window. The call itself,
okay,
though, does take about 25, 30 minutes. So it'll get you a few minutes after 5, get you off the phone about 5:30. And like I said, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call, just kind of those questions that I mentioned earlier. And then you'll receive at 4
now,
o'clock.
Now, how do we... you said that y'all would build my webpage and all that?
Correct.
On
yeah.
there,
How do we go about putting my hours on there, what payments I take, and so forth? Is that done on the follow-up call?
The follow-up call, yeah. Those are the things that we're going to want to know. Hours of operation, forms of payment that you accept, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan. We're going to ask that you email us some photos. It's going to take us about 3 or 5 business days to build out that website for you, and from that point on, it will always be active and online, even if we make changes. You can either continue to email us photos and request content changes by email, or that's another thing you can do with your tracking and your reporting system. So you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. You can also upload photos directly through your client dashboard, your tracking system, and request content changes through your tracking as well. But we'll take care of all of that in that follow-up call that's scheduled in that 5 o'clock hour. Now, did you happen to receive either the text message or the email that our system should have sent out by now?
Let me look here real quick. I've got a local splash.
Yeah, there's the initial invoice. It's got the body of the email. It says, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Please click here to accept the subscription terms, and then it's got the invoice below it. If you click on the blue click here, it's hyperlinked, and it goes to where the text message should automatically open up, which is the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services that we'll provide, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization on the left-hand side. Is that what you see?
Yeah, okay. I've got it right here.
Okay, so of course we're going to optimize.
Bing, Yahoo.
Correct, and almost 70 directories altogether. We're going to mirror the content that we create on Google, on Bing as well, Yahoo, a Yelp listing, Facebook, all of those different directories. The landing page is the website that we'll build for you, build it, host it, maintain it. Of course, the SEO content on there, all the different services that you provide, we'll put that slogan on there, etc. I don't want to walk you through everything here, but if you scroll all the way down, there's a long line that goes all the way across. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. We do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below that line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, tap or click in that box and either type in or copy and paste your name as it appears. It is case sensitive and, of course, needs appropriate spacing. So if you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space either before it or after it. Once you've got Kenneth Turner in that box, click the confirm signature box below it. Mr. Turner, that does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it is that fixed flat rate, that we've reduced both the subscription cost and the one-time setup fee, that we're including the website, etc. It also, of course, does let us send out the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now you'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there.
Okay. I can give you the username, but there's no password set just yet, and quite frankly, you don't have to worry about that right now. The automated system thinks that, one, your tracking system is already active, and two, that you're trying to log into it. It's coming from my.localsplash.com, which is the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to track your account. In the next few days, once your dashboard is active, and of course we need to do the client interview first to start creating that content for there to be something to track, you will officially get by email and text your username and the default password. You can change that password if you like once you're able to log in. Your username, though, will never be changed or changeable. It is your phone number, area code included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. Just the number itself, 334-435-7241. In fact, that is also in the client dashboard invitation that I'm sending out to you. It's going to say local / CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. Then it's got your username, your name, and your phone number, which the username and phone number are basically the same thing. And any correspondence to the support at localsplash.com, that's the email address for our support team. You'll get that as a separate email. Please reference either your phone number or your username. Again, they're basically the same. And the client interview, they're going to give you photos at localsplash.com for the photos department, but you can send anything and everything to the support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. But other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Do expect
Do you have an app? Do you have an app that goes on my phone?
Yeah, there is a downloadable app, and our client interview technician will give you all of that information in that follow-up call that is in that 5 o'clock hour today.
All right.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Real pleasure speaking with you, Mr. Turner. I appreciate your patience. I know you're kind of on the job, but we'll let you get back to that. Do expect that phone call in that 5 o'clock hour today. You have a wonderful weekend as well.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Thanks a lot, sir. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.